As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did, until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Southern Gothic is a podcast that explores the history behind some of the American South's darkest days, greatest mysteries, and most chilling ghost stories. Hey y'all, so last week we went on down to good old Mississippi and explored the legend of Stuckey's Bridge. Well, as we mentioned in that episode, there's a lot of haunted bridges out there with a lot of different types of hauntings. In Stuckey's case, that's the apparitions and paranormal activities surrounding a historic violence there. In other cases, it could be a lady in white showing up on those bridges, or in some of the most infamous instances, there could be a creature living there under that bridge like the Poplick Monster or Bunny Man. But of all of these different types of creepy old bridges and urban legends, there's one that seems to be the most common, and that's the Crybaby Bridge. A bridge where people purportedly hear the chilling, disembodied sound of a baby's screams echoing through the night. While these frightening landmarks can be found all over the South, one of the more well-known is in Anderson County, South Carolina. An old abandoned bridge wrapped in an urban legend. If you travel southwest on High Shoals Road from Broadway Lake near Anderson, South Carolina, you'll cross a modern concrete bridge over Rocky River that was built back in 1987. But as you cross it, it's hard not to notice that just to the west of you is the rusted century-old structure that this bridge was built to replace. A now infamous landmark known to locals as the Crybaby Bridge. For years, folks have claimed that if you drove to the middle of this bridge at night and cut your car's engine, you'd hear the sound of a baby's crying, echoing in the darkness. But some have also claimed that in doing so, you might encounter the apparition of a young woman there, sometimes frantically pacing the bridge in search of her lost child, and others screaming in guilt-ridden anguish that she had just killed her baby. Who this woman is, we don't know, but it hasn't stopped folks from visiting with the hopes of coming face to face with her. This particular bridge was built in Virginia in 1919, but Anderson County wasn't its first home. The bridge was originally located in the Charleston area. Then, in 1952, it was relocated to where it stands today, stretching 194 feet in length over the Rocky River with a width of 17 feet. A number of stories have been circulated over the years as to why the bridge is haunted. One claim is that it was the site of a horrific accident that left a woman and her young baby dead, either by car or carriage. But the more common tale is the story of a distraught mother who made a horrific decision to end her baby's life. It's said that on September 30th, 1954, a local farm girl gave birth to her very first child. But her joy was cut short when only 2 days later, her mother was killed in a farming accident. Completely heartbroken and awash with grief, on October 30th, a distraught young girl drove to High Shoals Road and parked her car halfway across this bridge. The girl then took her baby out of the back seat, walked over to the edge of that truss bridge, and tossed her poor, crying child into the water below. Several weeks later, the girl was found in her home, hanging from the rafters. So for years, the urban legend passed around town was that if you drove your car out to the middle of that bridge, just as that young mother had done years ago, you'd not only hear that baby crying, but you'd also be lucky if your car started back up. As many alleged trippers claim to experience electronic issues with their vehicles while waiting on the bridge to hear those disembodied cries. But it's said that to increase the chances of seeing the apparition of that woman or hear her baby's screams, it's best to visit during the full moon at midnight. Turn off the car, get out, and put your keys on the hood. Then say simply, "Cry, baby, cry." Of course, today, cars are no longer allowed on the rusty old truss bridge, which is now covered in colorful graffiti. But folks can still access the bridge by foot, and some do, hoping to experience why this particular structure is now labeled on maps as the Crybaby Bridge. As for the veracity of the story, we may never know if the urban legend has any grain of truth. However, the legend of the Crybaby Bridge in Anderson County is all too common, as all across the South, bridges exist with similar claims. My name is Brandon Schecksnyder, and you are listening to Southern Gothic. Southern Gothic is an independent podcast produced by siblings Brianne and Brandon Schecksnyder. If you're a fan of the show and would like more content, be sure to join us over on Patreon or become a premium subscriber on the Apple Podcast app. There, you'll receive access to both ad-free and monthly bonus episodes. And as always, thanks for listening.
Lucky Little Shacks.
What do you get when you take two childhood friends with a passion for unexplored history and a whole lot of booze?
You get us, Queens Podcast.
And here at Queens, we are spilling the tea on all kinds of women from history.
From New Orleans voodoo queen Marie Laveau to Marie Antoinette and everything in between.
Each queen is paired with a cocktail recipe that will totally get you in the mood to hear the fun, dramatic, and juicy stories of fascinating women from history.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheers!
All you need is a few minutes to start your day off with something historic when you listen to the This Day in History podcast. Every day there's a new episode for you to listen and learn about what happened that day way back when. So, listen and subscribe to This Day in History wherever you get your podcasts. That's This Day in History wherever you get your podcasts.